Confused about derivatives? Ask a ninth grade math teacher.
Okay, we want to do a little bit of work with derivatives. Let's find the derivatives of some functions here. First, I have f of x is equal to x squared plus 3x minus 4. Nice, simple polynomial.
You may have heard about good old derivatives back in high school calculus class.
But derivatives graduated into the economic monsters stalking the global financial world in the 21st century, where the rules have changed and they are understood by the very few.
It's a world where every bet can be hedged and every risk can be backstopped with a complicated financial instrument.
Instrument? Financial instrument? Like a sousaphone or a bassoon or a Stradivarius?
No.
Think again. You thought calculus was hard? Stand by for a primer on derivatives. Your money or your sanity? Stick 'em up. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Don't touch that dial. Yes, we're going to talk about derivatives. No, it will not be painful. Good morning. It's Monday, December 13th.
I'm having flashbacks to calculus class.
Well, Louise Story is here. It's going to be great.
Then I'll understand, that's for sure. But let's get a look at the top news stories this morning. President Obama's tax cut compromise faces a Senate test vote today. Senior White House advisor David Axelrod tells ABC News, though some Democrats have been critical of the deal, it's certain to pass.
Everybody understands what the implications for the economy would be. Every economist has spoken to it if that package doesn't move forward. So I believe that there will be a coming together around it.
The latest tallies by congressional leaders show enough support for the bill to pass. Sweden's prime minister urged calm after a suicide bombing over the weekend, the country's first terrorist attack in three decades. Investigators say the only person killed was the 28-year-old bomber, Taimur Abdulwahab al-Abdali, an Iraqi-born Swede who attended college in Britain. An audio warning sent by email was sent to a Swedish news agency 10 minutes before the explosion, and it laid out a series of complaints.
Stop your drawings of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Draw your soldiers from Afghanistan.
Anders Thornberg of the Swedish Security Service says authorities have not yet confirmed the message was sent by the bomber.
This is very serious, and we are taking all precautions, and we're doing everything we can to investigate this.
Meanwhile, Scotland Yard searched a house in the UK that was believed to have been connected to the suspect.
French police say 14 of the 20 preschool students taken hostage in eastern France this morning have been released. A 17-year-old armed with swords is holding the remaining children and their teacher. In Afghanistan, several suspects have been arrested in connection with a suicide blast from a minibus that killed six American troops over the weekend. The Taliban immediately claimed responsibility for the explosion, which could be heard 8 miles away. Deadliest attack on coalition troops this month. Richard Holbrooke, U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan, is still in critical condition. He underwent surgery yesterday to fix a tear in his aorta, a major artery. It was his second round of heart surgery for the weekend.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange faces a second hearing in Britain tomorrow. His Swedish lawyer says he plans to fight extradition. Officials say 22 sailors have died after a South Korean fishing boat sank in Antarctic waters. Meanwhile, South Korea has begun another week-long series of military exercises along the coastline. The drills will avoid the disputed western sea border, though, where North Korea shelled a South Korean island last month.
Weather is a big story this morning. Are you stranded? Well, you're not alone. Storms canceled 1,600 Chicago flights this weekend. Blizzard warnings are in effect for parts of Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. And in Minneapolis, snow collapsed the roof of the reviled Metrodome, the ugliest building in the universe, the Minnesota Vikings Stadium. The Vikings-Giants game has been rescheduled for Detroit tonight. Asian markets are mixed. European indices up. Futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 11,410, 1,240 for the S&P, and 2,637 for the NASDAQ. Coming up in the hour, Carrie Fisher joins us. The princess needs no reintroduction. She'll talk about her life. Tough life. Upwards. Great conversation.
But first, get ready. It's going to be an exciting conversation. No, truly, it's going to be an interesting conversation about derivatives. We will help you understand these complicated instruments and how they affect you.